Are you ready? To the Unusual Thoughts Podcast.
Yo, we are back, man. I got my energy up and I'm ready to work this week, man. Let's get to it. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode, episode 34 of the Unusual Thoughts Podcast. I am your unusual host. My name is Desmond. They call me Boogie, Prisoner of War. Whatever you feel like you want to call me, just put some respect behind it when you do it. That's all I need you to do for me. But that's neither here nor there, man. Like I said, this is episode 34. We back. And y'all know how we start every week, man. I want to thank you guys, first and foremost, for giving me your ear for a little bit. But y'all know how we start every week off. I ain't going to hold you. I ain't going to play with you. I'm going to jump right into this thing and get this thing jumping off the muscle this week, man. I'm going to jump right into it, man. As soon as I get done with the Unusual Thought of the Week, I'll be right back at you. For the Unusual Thought of the Week, man, y'all know what I need, what I truly need for anybody, everybody that will hear this, that may hear this, that may skip across this, whatever the case may be. I need y'all to smile. I need y'all to be happy. Man, stop being so damn serious all the time. Good God, y'all are draining. Y'all will drain the life. Y'all will drain people. So I need everybody. Y'all just pour all the good energy out of people and then have the audacity to wonder why people are mad at you. Bitch, it's you. Because you don't want to be happy and you don't want to smile. And every conversation that pops up, you want to turn it into a serious conversation. How about we just laugh? Some conversations are literally meant to laugh. I want to see you laugh. I want to laugh. I want other people around that may be around us to laugh. I want to laugh. It ain't meant to be serious all the time. I don't understand how we've gotten to a point in this world where everything that comes up, we got to break it down to the smallest detail and be serious about it. When in actuality, bro, I just wanted to laugh. Wasn't that serious to me when this conversation began? And although you just tried to make this shit serious, guess what? It still ain't serious to me, and I don't give a damn about how you feel about it. Why can't we just be happy sometime? It don't have to go to the extreme with every conversation. It's like, y'all hear it all the time. Social media has played a part in it's become such a staple in everybody's life. That if one person disagrees with something that you say, it's think pieces, it's vlogs and all this bullshit about it that make a person seem like they the worst and most evil person in the world. Instead of just, hey, bro, I made a statement that I thought was funny, that is funny. Let's leave it there. Let's not talk about, oh, well, you offended this person. I'm laughing. So I don't have to try to make everything serious. So, and I understand with everything that's going on. I do. I get it. How we got to be sensitive. I kind of don't, because I'm not the most sensitive person in the world. So I kind of don't get all the sensitivity, but I know what's going on in the world. So I get all that, but I just don't want to be deep all the time. I don't. I take all this serious shit over there across the trash, man, so we can have us some laughs. That's what I want to do. Like, like recently, the song Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion with the WAP song come out, and I remember the next morning after it came out, I got on Twitter and I jumped on there and I was just like, man, all y'all women think y'all got WAP. Guess what? Newsflash, you don't. And me and my homeboy, and we didn't get serious about it. Me and him was going back and forth. He was like, ooh, you know these people going to be mad at you, blah, blah, blah. And I just kept on with the joke. I'm like, I'm not going to play with y'all folks. Like, I'm going to say what I want to say. And if it offends you, then that's a personal problem. It's not mine. Like, we get so caught up in everything got to be personal. So me and him laughed about it, went back and forth on Twitter for a minute. But I was just in the space to where the song is great. The video is absolutely amazing. Said I wanted to laugh about it. Because I knew that the next morning, every woman, not every woman, but a lot of women were going to have WAP this and Miss WAP that and all this crap and everything. Hey, we don't want to keep going back and forth about this. So I just want everybody for this week, man, do yourself a favor, smile and be happy. Let's not take everything so serious because everything ain't meant to be serious. Some things are literally meant for us to laugh. And the same thing that so-called may offend you, but you and put your shoes on the other foot, you may be laughing at something that may offend somebody else. So let's do each other all a favor. Let's stop taking everything so fucking personal and smile and be happy. Unusual. Yes. I hope y'all enjoyed the Unusual Thought of the Week. I'm back. Man, it's a few things that happened, man. I know I didn't do last week, man. I was a little bit under the weather, man. Sore throat or whatever the case may be. So I had to take last week off. I tweeted all the way through all of it, whatever the case. But I was just, my throat was killing me. And I recorded. I actually did record an episode, but it sounded terrible. Like, my voice just wouldn't do right. It wouldn't. I did everything. Drank tea, orange juice. I did everything I could to possibly, and I recorded a full episode. It was like 50 minutes. It was almost an hour long episode. And man, my voice, it just didn't sound right to me. So, you know, because before I put any of these things out, man, I always listen to them back. You know what I'm saying? Just to hear myself, try to learn some things, see what I can do better, whatever the case may be. But it just didn't sound right. My energy was down. So I just decided not to put that out. But that's neither here nor there, man. I'm back for this week. I know some things that happened last week, man, with the Jonathan Isaac of the Magic on the NBA bubble. He didn't kneel. You know what? I'll talk about the NBA bubble later. I'll get back to that later. First and foremost, a congratulations, got to put an S on that, has to go to Senator Kamala Harris, vice presidential nominee. She's on a ticket with Joe Biden. I am extremely happy for her. It's well deserved. She's a great candidate for that position. And I think she would be really, really good in that position. Now, and I want to see her do great now, and I think she will. Despite what people may say or feel about her, I think she's going to be really, really good in that position. Now that I got her congratulations out the way, to all of my people, and by my people, I mean black people. How can I say this? What do we want? And that's a serious question that I really need answer. Like, what do we want? Because I don't know, honestly. We always talking about the culture, which I honestly need somebody to define that for me too. We talk about the culture. We need representation. We need all of these things. And then when we finally do get some sense of representation, all we do is bash it and criticize it and put it down. I don't understand it. That's, at the end of the day, that's a black woman. And for me, at this point, I refuse to jump on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or whatever else, or whatever, Snapchat, what's the other one? Fuck, I don't remember. TikTok, whatever the case may be. I refuse to bash Miss Harris for anything at this point. For anything. I refuse to. It's like what I was saying earlier in the Unusual Thought of the Week, man. We something arises, and then we will literally try to break it down and nitpick the smallest little things. And I ain't even going to say the smallest things. It could be big things, but we'll try to criticize and nitpick everything until we talk ourselves right out of whatever it is that we say that we want. Since Joe Biden made the announcement that Kamala Harris will be his running mate, I've saw nothing but bad things come out of black people. I ain't even gonna say all black people mouth, but I've seen way too many black people speak about her in a negative light. When all we say we want is representation. Oh, well, she locked up this many men, and she did this, and she did it. And I did a little bit of research on it. If she was doing her job, I'm not mad at her for that. I am not gonna sit up here and be mad at a person or a woman or anybody for doing their job. If she was a prosecutor, her job was to put them in jail if they broke the law. Plain and simple. I don't care how you want to, she did it and all that. Her job was a prosecutor. As if any other prosecutor, their job is to put people in jail if somebody breaks the law. Plain and simple. So, Ms. Kamala Harris, I am excited for you. I'm registered to vote. I will be placing my vote. I'm not going to disclose who it is that I'm going to vote for. But I am extremely happy for you because we do get representation, whether you want to believe in it or not. We do get some sense of representation like we said that we want. And we can't spend so much time trying to bash and put people down instead of trying to uplift and celebrate her. She's the first woman to ever be a candidate on a major ticket. But instead of celebrating that feat, instead of celebrating that monumental achievement, we'd rather try to pull and nitpick and point out things that she married to a white man and did. So what? Who cares about that you love who you love? So why do you care so much about who she loves? I don't get people. I don't. I truly don't. I try my best to try to understand. I told y'all a few weeks ago, one of my things that I really try to do is I try to understand people. That's the biggest thing that I try to do. But some of you niggas just don't want to be understood. You always want to so-called, I guess you could say, go against the grain. And like I said, man, for this one, I refuse to speak badly about that woman at this point in time. I refuse to. I just wholeheartedly refuse. Because this country, the state that we're in, man, like, it's crazy. If y'all don't know, man, a quick story. I work at a hotel, and I'm the assistant general manager of a hotel. And I love my job, so... And with everything that's been going on, I've had to work the front desk a lot more, which I don't mind doing. It's fun. But while I'm at the desk, I wear a mask. And my mask says, make Africa great again. And I get the craziest looks. It's funny because black women come into my hotel and they initially curse me out because they think it says, make America great again. And then they'll look at it and I'll be like, did you see my mask? Did you read it? Oh, I don't need to read it. I already know what it says. And they still going off on me. And I'll be like, just look at it again. And then they look at it again and see it says that it says, make Africa great again. And then they all say, oh my God, I'm sorry, blah, blah, whatever case may be, but I'm going off topic. But the reason I won't bash Kamala Harris and the reason that I want to celebrate her just for the simple fact that we're going to have representation where we say we wanted it. That mask. Now, granted, nobody has said nothing to me about it. And they won't. But my hotel gets so many bad reviews and racist reviews because of my mask. My mask, I've never said anything to nobody about it. Never went back and forth with nobody about it. I just simply wear my mask that says, make Africa great again. I've only had to correct one woman. She came in there, oh, I love your mask, Trump 2020. I was like, I said, no, I'm not voting for Trump. Read my mask again. And then when she read it again, she decided not to stay at my hotel. Perfectly fine. I could care less. Your little funky dollars ain't gonna make this hotel go under the ground or not. So, goodbye. You and your little kids can get on up out of here. Could care less about it. But the racist comments and the racist things that we get said about his mask is political, and you guys should fire that black guy working at the desk because his mask made me feel unwelcome in your hotel. When I said nothing about my mask, I was nothing but nice to them. All of that. But the fact that I have something on that goes against what they say, they feel offended. And I've had people come in there, the same people come in there with Confederate flags taped across their shirt and Trump Pence face mask. Those are the same people that you come into my hotel with a Trump Pence mask on, because I tend to remember people's names and faces, whatever. You come in there with a Trump Pence mask on, and then you go online and say, well, his mask offended me. So, as a black man, your mask shouldn't offend me. When that president that you're going to vote for wants nothing more than to see me gone, so that shouldn't offend me, though. So what I'm saying is that Kamala represents representation, the same representation that we cry for, the same representation that we plead for, that same representation that we want. She represents that. And if we get behind her and actually give her a chance, it may could benefit us. But we have to not bash her and beat her down and pull her down just because she may have did something that we don't agree with. And the funniest part about that is that we've all done some things that people don't agree with. Like, that's the craziest thing. That's why every time somebody plays judgment on somebody, I always sit back and laugh and be like, oh, I guess you're perfect then, huh? You're the most perfect person on this planet because you've done nothing wrong. You've never stolen a piece of gum. You've never lied to your mom about something. You've never done anything wrong because you're placing so much judgment on the next person. So, once again, I just simply say we need to celebrate this woman. We need to uplift this woman. We need to put her up as high as we possibly can. Because she represented, whether you like it or not, this is what you really need to understand. Whether you like it or not, she represents you. Plain and simple. That woman, Miss Kamala Harris, represents us as a whole. So her successes, her failures, her everything is a representation of us. And for me, I'd rather see her succeed and go be the best vice president to ever grace this country's land than to see her fail. So I'm going to support. I'm going to uplift. I'm going to praise and pray and hope this woman stays safe throughout this presidential run. The entire thing, I am behind her because she deserves it. She has worked her tail off for it, and I just won't speak badly of her because she doesn't deserve that. Again, just celebrate that woman, man, because she deserves it. Lastly, before I get off this, for all my black people, and I've said this to a few people, and I'm going to go into deeper detail later in another episode. As a whole, we ask for so much, but there's nothing set in stone for any wants that we may have as a whole. We always talk about what Obama did for the LGBT community, for the Hispanic community, for all these other groups, and what he didn't do for black people. And I tell him, anybody I've ever had this conversation with, I'm like, the difference between any of those other groups and us is that when they went and wanted something done, they had things written in black and white. There were things that they wanted in black and white. That's what they asked for. We don't have anything written in black and white that we ask for. We just say we want things. I want this. I want that. Well, what do you want? And maybe we could try to do it. Try, and everything ain't going to be successful. Because I'm pretty sure all those other groups, they probably asked for more, and I'm pretty sure they didn't get it. But they had some certain things in black and white that they wanted. So let's do each other a favor. However we need to do it, man, let's come up with a list. Whether it's 3 things, whether it's 20 things, whether it could be 1,000. Damn it. But let's come up with a legitimate and realistic list. And then let's try to move forward with change and everything else that we want. Education reform, equality, all the things that we preach about. Let's get together with a list. And then let's move forward. And we'll have that conversation. And like I said, in another conversation, because I actually want to bring somebody on and have that conversation with me. Okay. So leaving from there. I gotta shout out to, I mentioned it earlier, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. WAP. Ooh, goodness. Okay, so first and foremost, the song itself is vulgar to say the least, but I'm not mad at it. I guess you could say I enjoyed the beat. Megan was rapping her ass off, but more than anything, the video is what sold it for me. The video is absolutely amazing because Megan Thee Stallion is absolutely amazing. Goodness, that is a gorgeous woman. So, yeah. I'm not going to speak too much on them. Just know that the video is amazing. I guess what I can say is that I've never been so confused about men and wet ass pussy. I've never been more confused. Every man, all these fathers around the world, oh my God, I got daughters. Da, 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 da. Nigga, the reason that you got a daughter is because her mama did all the stuff that you say, well, they're glorifying this and they're teaching my daughter this and da, 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 da. You didn't say that. Even now, I guarantee you don't say that when you're trying to sleep with this woman over here. You didn't say that when you met her mama and was trying to get her mama to do all the stuff that Megan and Cardi said in that song. So all the women that you meet in your personal life, you want them to do everything that's in that song. Now, mind you, just like you have daughters, she's somebody's daughter too. And if you're going to sit here with a straight face and try to make me believe that who is a father, that a person on, shit, I can't even say it's on TV, but they're on YouTube, so they can sit on YouTube, whatever, that they have more influence over your daughters and your household than you do? Again, that is not their problem. That is a personal problem, partner. So stop all this bitching and moaning. And, oh, man, the funniest video I seen from this was a young kid, like he was probably 19, 20 years old, in a fucking dorm room talking about, what that motherfucker said? What did he say? He said that, see, men like me, if women that's glorifying this music and this video makes it easy for men like me to weed out because we want real women and blah, blah, blah. Bitch, you stand in the dorm room. And if you're not in the dorm room, you're in the basement of your mama and daddy house. Shut up. Who are you taking care of? Who are you? Truly tell me who you're taking care of, sir. You in this little ass room. It literally looks like a dorm room. It's so many think pieces about real women this and real women that and da 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 and I want this. Well, bitch, go find it. You go find it. If you don't like that, you don't have to look at it. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to promote it. You know what you can do? Move on about your funk ass day and go find the person that you're trying to find. Because I guarantee you ain't got her because your pussy ass is lame. Fuck, nigga, talking about all this old world. This is my daughter, this is my daughter, that. Nigga, raise your daughter then. Stop trying to let your daughter look up at Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. You raise your daughter and don't worry about them on that goddamn YouTube and on this video. Damn, y'all niggas is crazy. That is the crazy. Bruh, you think for 1 second I'm going to call my nigga and be like, hey, girl, I can't believe that Megan Thee Stallion would do a split like that and my daughter might see it. No, I won't make Megan Thee Stallion do a split like that. Do it again so I can see it again. With your fine ass. Like, what are we talking about here? I could not believe all the fuck niggas that was literally making videos and posts and think pieces and all this stuff about this song. Because I guarantee you, slop on my knob, like corn on the cob. Check in with me and do your job. Late on the bed. All these niggas was singing this song word for word. But now that she's talking about you, a bottom feeder, oh, you want to be like, oh, my daughter shouldn't be hearing that. Shut up. Go on about your lame-ass business, fuck nigga. You's a fuck nigga. They're going to call it what it is. You's a fuck nigga. If you really want to sit here and be offended by a song talking about a woman and you talking about your damn daughters. Nobody is talking about your daughters when we're talking about this song. If your daughter is of age, yeah. Because let's be clear, everybody got a daughter. I done had plenty of people's daughters. It is what it is. So, Meg, shout out to them ladies. Keep doing it. That's all I can say, man. Go out there, enjoy yourself, and I'm not mad and never will ever attempt to be mad at you doing something that you want to do. It's like, that is the dumbest shit in the world to me. Man, people are crazy. Is there any more music that I've been listening to? I ain't really been listening to a lot of music, man. Like, the Make It Home song by Toby. I can't say his last name, and I'm just a fan of Toby. The Make It Home song. I saw a few people posting it. I found this song, man, when it first came out. And I've been pretty much playing it since that day. I'm going to have to start back talking about music more, because I think we need some feel-good music for people to listen to, and hopefully it can keep them from being so goddamn serious all the time. Goddamn. Oh, and another thing on the music, they talking about why are we promoting this? All the women that actually talk about the things that y'all say, that y'all motherfuckers say that women should be talking about, they're out there. No Name, Rhapsody, they're literally out there doing that. And you fuck niggas don't support it. So I don't want to hear that shit. I don't even want to talk about it. Cause them niggas, whoo, they got my nerve. They had me so mad. Like, I really didn't understand how they were so offended by women being women. But whatever. Them niggas are stupid. But what I was mentioning earlier, I'm going to go to the NBA bubble. Jonathan Isaac, man, I know he already had surgery. Prayers to him, hope speedy recovery. He's the guy that plays for the Orlando Magic, and he did not kneel during the national anthem, and people went in on him. And I heard Maul from the Joe Budden podcast talking about he needs to humble himself and get in line and do what everybody else do. Listen, I don't have a problem with nobody not kneeling. The issue that I have with him is talking about the Bible and all that stuff. If you don't want to kneel, just say you don't. Take it up on yourself. Don't try to direct the attention to somewhere else. When he didn't stand, I didn't get offended. I mean, when he did stand, I didn't get offended. I wondered why. And then when he spoke, he said his reason why. Whether I agree with it or not, it's his personal reason. And I'm not going to fight with you over a personal choice. I'm not. It's a personal choice that you made. And if you stand by that, peace and blessings to you. But when he didn't kneel, man, everybody was wishing he got hurt. And then he got hurt like the next game and towards ACL. And everybody was like, that's what you get. I didn't agree with people doing that to him. But, you know. Like I said, man, speedy recovery to him. And on from him, man, the NBA bubble is in full swing, but it is absolutely amazing, man. I'm enjoying every minute of the NBA bubble. The intensity, the trash talk, the back and forth that some players are having, it's been... NBA bubble has been, it's been everything that I needed. It truly has been. From the Phoenix Suns going 8-0 in the bubble, which nobody suspected. Nobody suspected them going 8-0. That was crazy. Devin Booker played his ass off. DeAndre Ayton went in there, did his job, and man, it was amazing watching them play. Book is nice. Like, whew, Book, and he's only 23 years old. Book is nice. Like, so we're going to have a lot of trouble. We already have a lot of trouble with him, but man, once he really grow and learn how to win, I think this experience in the bubble really helped that team, because they are a young team. I think this experience in the bubble really helped that team. I think they're going to come back next season with the whole new confidence that they can play and that they can win, because they play some good teams down there. So they beat some good teams down there. So I'm loving that. Lakers been up and down. Clippers been up and down. Another surprise for me, man. And I kind of knew they were gonna be a lot better than before the break was the Portland Trail Blazers. I just kind of knew they were gonna be a lot better because they got some key pieces to their team. Bad Nurkic, Collins. They got some big pieces to their team. Melo came in there like 20, 25 pounds lighter, playing the three position, playing his tail off for what they need from him. And that goddamn Damian Lillard, leave him alone. If y'all don't do nothing else, leave that damn fool alone. I don't understand why people want to talk to him. Like, has he not shown y'all over the years that when you talk to him, he gonna win that battle? And I was tweeting the other day. I tweeted this other day, and I was just like, everybody talks about the rage that Russell Westbrook plays with. Like, he plays with this certain rage. He plays hard and this, he's screaming, he's beating his chest and stomping his feet and boom, 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 and all that shit. And I just told my best friend, I was like, bruh, Damian Lillard plays with that same rage. He was like, I don't know about that. I said, bro, he does. I said, Damian Lillard is, and I've been watching basketball literally my entire life since I can remember. I've been watching the game of basketball, and I've watched just countless hours of basketball, just to say the least, right? Excuse me. But I've watched a lot of basketball. And I was sitting there watching, and I think I've watched 5 or 6 out of the Portland games, right? They played 8, and I think I watched 5 or 6 of them. And I've watched countless more in the past with them. I said, when I watch Damian Lillard play, I see the same rage. And I said, watching him play, you can literally feel the intensity watching him play basketball. I was like, Westbrook, you see the intensity because he always stomping and beating his chest and, you know, he's always screaming and all this shit, right? I said, Dame just be in his own little bubble playing with the same rage, but it's a quiet rage and you can feel his intensity. You remember the other night but the other night when he got 61, it wasn't a lot of beating of his chest. He high-fived somebody, his teammate. He was walking. He looking off like he looking in the crowd. Of course, ain't nobody there. He was like, man, put some respect on my fucking name. And when he said it, I was like, this motherfucker means exactly what he says. He means it. And it ain't no facade. It ain't no tricks. And even when you think about it, like, you go back. I can remember maybe it was last year, maybe the year before, he was guarding Westbrook. And Westbrook was, of course, Westbrook doing all this talking. I bust your ass and blah, blah, blah. And Dame, like, you never. He was guarding Westbrook on a possession. And he stripped him. Westbrook got it back. Backed it out. Came up, pulled up for a jump shot. He missed it. And Dame, he didn't get the rebound. He just clapped his hands together. And to himself, he was just like, fuck yeah. Like, you know how in a basketball player, like, your emotion just come out. Just like, yeah. He did it to himself. He got the pass from his teammate who had got the rebound. Calmly walked that thing up court. Pulled up from, let's say, 30. Buried a 3. Walked back. He has the best celebrations in basketball history. Because this particular player I'm talking about, he hit the 3. And then he walked back down court, flapping his arms like a bird. And was like, bombs away. When I saw, that was the best celebration I've ever seen somebody do in a basketball game. Like, shooting just, say, bombs away. Like, come on, man. But his rage for me, it feels like it's on the same level of a Westbrook. It's just a quiet rage. And he just plays. He don't try to do nothing that he don't normally do. He don't take no shots that he don't normally take. He don't try to go out there, even when he is in a back and forth with a Westbrook or a Harden or anybody else or PG or anybody, he just keeps playing this game. He keeps playing this game. And so many people got down, like he missed two free throws. Like Skip Bayless, man, Skip Bayless is the craziest person on TV. It's so funny to see him backtrack and try to use. He'll take your worst moments and then try to make those moments define you. Say, well, Dame ain't never been clutch, and he don't come up clutch because he missed two free throws against the Clippers. But he made the biggest shot of the playoffs last year when he made that 40-footer over Paul George on a step-back three to send them home. And then a few years before that, he made a three to send the Rockets home. Like, he's made threes to send people home in series, not just to win a game. He sent people home off last-second shots. But you say he's not clutch. It's kind of ass-backers. But, and I asked this on Twitter the other day. I'm like, man, can y'all give me three names, three players in the NBA today that you would say, it's 10 seconds on the clock, 10 seconds on the clock. I can choose any player in the league to put the ball in their hands. Can y'all give me three players that you would choose over Damian Lillard? I can't think of three players that I would choose over Damian Lillard right now. I don't. I don't. I can't think of three players. I truly can't. And so, man, like I said, Damian Lillard is a superstar. And that Portland team is really, I ain't gonna say it surprised me because, like I said, I figured they would with all their talent coming back. Pelicans went down that later egg. The Grizzlies laid an egg, like, laid a fucking egg. I'm recording it before the night is over, so. By the end of tonight, man, we'll have all the playoffs, seedings and everything. I think the East is already set in stone, but the West isn't. They got the play-in games and all this. So we'll see. We'll talk about it sometime this week. Man, I might put out an episode before the playoffs actually start. I may jump on and talk about my playoff predictions before the actual playoffs start. But I'll talk about my first round predictions. I ain't gonna go through the whole thing. I just talk about the first round predictions before they start. So yeah, I'll make y'all that promise. I'll do that. I will, before the playoffs start, I'll come on, do another episode for the playoffs. And it'll just strictly be about the playoffs. What else is going on? Oh, NBA, now that the playoffs are starting, the players are gonna be allowed to bring people into the bubble. This is gonna be fun. This is going to be fucking fun because they're going to bring, everybody's not married in the NBA. And for some of these players, they got families. You can't bring your family. You can bring a guest. You can't bring your full family. So like LeBron, even though I know LeBron is LeBron, by the rules, by the bylaws, he can't bring Savannah, he can't bring Bronny, Max, and their baby girl. I can't remember that baby girl name. He can't bring them all. So some of these people that got families, they're not going to be able to bring their families there. And then them single young guys in the league, of course you know who they're going to try to bring. They're going to try to bring their little smashes. Man, I told my man, it's going to be about 17 women in there that's just going to be getting passed around. And I hate to say it, but it's exactly how I feel. Because look at the NFL on a team, Seattle team, a fucking rookie, just, Jesus Christ, he may have literally ruined his career. A rookie, I can't remember. I'm not even going to say his name because honestly, I can't remember. But a rookie for the Seattle Seahawks tried to sneak a woman into the hotel, and he got released the next day. You're a rookie. You ain't made no money yet, and you had the audacity, and he was undrafted. You had the unmitigated gall to try to sneak somebody into a hotel. It had the woman dressed up as a Seahawks player. What woman is big enough to try to make people believe that she played for the Seahawks? What type of muscle-bound woman you got coming through your hotel? She had on all Seahawks gear, but neither here nor there. He is released. And with that, it's going to be hard for him to get another job because everybody's going to think he's immature and don't follow rules for a woman. Bro, you got to do better. So this NBA bubble is going to get really interesting through the playoffs, and I literally cannot wait to see Instagram pictures. And because you know the women that come in there, they're going to take pictures. They just can't help themselves, and they all going to tag it, NBA bubble, living the life, and blah, 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 and all that stuff. So I can't wait. I can't wait. But like I said, man, I'm looking forward to the playoffs, and I promise y'all I will be back on the day before the playoffs start, man. I promise y'all I will jump on and upload another episode just giving my first round predictions for the East and the Western Conference next week. That's my promise to y'all because I missed last week, so I'll jump on and do another episode. But this episode has come to an end, man. I need y'all to smile. I need y'all to uplift each other. I need y'all to promote each other. I need y'all to hug each other. I need all good vibes. And I don't need you to just say it. I actually need you to portray that in your everyday life, man. Give out these good vibes, because if you give them out, prayerfully they'll come back to you. But again, like I do every week, man, I appreciate you guys lending me your ear for however long you chose to give it to me. If y'all want to reach out to me, man, I'm at Prisoner of War on Twitter, Prisoner of War 10 on Twitter. I'm also at the Unusual Pod 10 on Twitter. I jump back on Instagram. I don't know how long I'm going to be on there, but I jump back on there for a little bit, man. It's the same Prisoner of War 10, man. Y'all can reach out to me on there. Have any questions, comments, concerns, you can send an email to unusualthoughts10@gmail.com. You can send an email to me. However you want to get in contact with me, man, I promise you I'm easy to reach. Just reach out to me, man. Talk to me, interact with me. I promise you I'll get back to you. I can guarantee you that. But like I end every week, you can fit in. Just be unusual when you do it. I'm out.